Democrat Chet Culver says Iowans expect their state officials to do their work and end the 2008 legislative session this spring as friends. Culver is advising lawmakers that civility works. In addition, Culver has outlined a state budget plan that includes a call for a change in business taxes. It's called combined corporate reporting. It's a means of barring big companies from moving transactions made in Iowa into another state where taxes on those sales would be lower. Republicans charge it would be a job killer as some corporations would quit doing business in Iowa. But Brad Anderson, a spokesman for the governor, says there's no data to support that charge. Anderson says 21 other states have such a law on the books. He also points to a Forbes magazine list of the top 10 states in which to do business. 7 of the 10 states already have the business tax system that Culver seeks. Culver's also requesting a prison system expansion that would be the largest Iowa has ever seen in a single year. Culver backs construction of a new maximum security prison in Fort Madison, renovation and expansion of the women's prison in Mitchellville, as well as upgrades and expansion to existing prison facilities all around the state. Culver suggests that the state borrow the money for that prison expansion by issuing $260 million in bonds. The governor's budget also follows through on previous promises to raise teacher pay and expand the number of Iowa kids who have health insurance coverage. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.